Roy Walker, who is possibly one of the greatest comedians on this planet, who is an icon of television and radio.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen at home, the best time to worry is tomorrow.
Don't worry today, worry tomorrow. The words of Roy Walker, who also says...
Remember, middle age is when you try to straighten out the wrinkles in your socks and you discover you're not wearing any.
Hey, Roy Walker, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How are you today?
Very good. I'm just straightening out these wrinkles.
Excellent. I was saying, you're an iconic figure between Catchphrase and the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 1. You have spanned generations. Our 13-year-old thinks that you're a ledge, short for legend.
Good. I had me worried there for a minute, John.
How do you deal with that, though, that you have fans of all ages, fans who were watching you on the telly 30 years ago, fans who were going to gigs 40 years ago, and fans who are listening to the radio now?
Well, I can't believe it myself. You know, I call getting away with it. You know, I've got away with it for all these years. I might get found out tonight in Newcastle, I don't know.
Doubt that. Do you still enjoy it? Do you still get the same buzz from it?
Love it. I tell you what, I'm so nervous about tonight. I get nervous about something, doing something new, which is great. You know, you get that adrenaline buzz going. So, you know, since I did the Black Box in Belfast in January, and I'm going back up to Edinburgh next week. So doing the modern comedy festival and pitting your wits against these sensational young comedians, it doesn't half get your juices going, John.
But you're now part of that set. You fit quite comfortably with that set of the newer... They were called alternative many years ago. They're not alternative anymore. It's the way it is.
Well, I don't call them alternative. Never have done. I always say anybody that gets up on there in a microphone on their own with just the spoken word is a hero. You know, it's so hard. It doesn't matter what age you are.
Do you still get nervous?
I'm practically, I've had to go over my list of what I have for tonight, you know, so many times. I've got everything ready for the plane. I hope they don't send me one of those bit planes, you know, from the sands on Newcastle.
No.
Have you seen one of them when the flight was in its infancy?
No.
They said that they're sending a plane for me, so I don't know what it's going to be like, you know.
Let's hope it's
maybe
not
there'll
one
be
of
a
those.
Woman standing on top of it, guiding him, looking for the Isle of Man or something. Turn left here.
Chris Moyles' show is finishing soon, isn't it?
Well, nobody knows. I'm going down on Monday. It's my birthday on Monday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Do you mind me asking how old you are?
Monday. I don't know where I should say Roy Clearoff or Roy. We're going to... the wee thing that he's given me now in Roy Walker time.
Yes.
He wants to polish it up a wee bit more, so get some more interesting games going.
How did you feel when they asked you first to be on what is a youth radio station with the voice, the saviour of radio, as he used to describe himself?
Well, John, it was a bit like this, really. All things happen by accident in show business. Anybody who thinks any way different is nuts. When they got rid of me from Catchphrase after 14 years, he was a bit miffed about it. He didn't see a reason for doing it. I could see the reason for doing it, because they were repeating it and they were taking all the money, the company that was making the program, and not wanting to pay anybody. That happens in life. It happens in the West End, happens in the movie, happens in everything, you know, in radio. So he was a bit miffed about that. So he went out of his way to get me to call him to fight my case, you know. But I had management at the time that said, have a bit of dignity, Roy. There's no disc jockey going to change television chief's mind, you know. So I never responded to it. And he for over a year, and he thought that I'd gone back to Ireland, you know, that I wasn't listening to Radio
Yes.
1. So anyway, I ran into him in London, and he said to me, look, I've come up with this idea called Car Park Catchphrase. Would you like to do it? So we talked it through and what have you over... He was a lot heavier in those days, John. He's 5 stone heavier he was. So we had a big Irish breakfast in London. And the deal was done. And 7 years later, we're still there. But if this is the end of it, that's great. And if it's not the end of it, that's even better.
And Catchphrase is coming back as well.
Well, Catchphrase, I was told, was coming back along with Blockbusters.
That's right. And they're talking about Stephen Mulhern. You know the young guy, the fresh-faced, chubby-cheeked magician? They're talking about him presenting it. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, good luck to him. It's a time for young people, you know what I mean? You can't have old people on all the time, you know.
Okay. Now, how do you feel coming back to here? Because I remember making a documentary with you and we walked up the street where you lived off the Ravenhill Road.
Yeah.
Where you were asked to leave.
Yeah.
In the late 60s. 69, was it?
That's a very nice way of putting it. Asked to leave.
Mm. And where you literally did pack the car and drive over to the north of England where you've lived ever since.
That's right, yeah.
And at that stage, just to put people in the picture, you were successful. You were a successful comedian. You also had your own business.
Yeah.
So you gave up an awful lot.
Well, you know, that's the way life falls, you know what I mean? Some people were far, far worse off than me. Some people lost their lives, you know. I was lucky. I had my health and strength and a wee bit of talent. So I just got going and got lucky, you know.
And how do you feel coming back? Do you have mixed feelings? Ever?
No, I absolutely love it. You know, I love coming back into Northern Ireland. I used to come more often when my mum was alive. But I've been calling in a few cousins while I'm over and what have you. And it's always be home to me, you know.
Roy, you'll always be one of our home stars. You are alleged. Jack Daly is right. And tonight, well, St Mary's Hall, Main Street in Newcastle. Can people just turn up or do they have to have tickets in advance?
Do you know, I've no idea. I've been working abroad that much that they've just come back and I've got that much on this week that I don't know how the tickets are going or anything, but it is a festival and I'll be staying at the Sleeve Donard and what have you, so it's a real treat for me, John.
Fantastic. You're not only a TV star and a radio star, back to your roots, and it's what I prefer you doing, Roy. I think your comedy is right up there. It's clever, it's sharp, and your delivery is incredible.
Well, thank you, John.
Roy,
you're not bad yourself, by the way.
No. Have a good night tonight in Newcastle.
Okay, John.
I hope it goes really well.
Yeah, good luck to you and your listeners.
Thanks very much. Take care now.